The Up With The Bonnets podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Unicorn Cleaning Services. They offer a range of facilities from domestic and commercial cleaning, which includes lets and Airbnb, and also offer ironing and laundry services. You can find a link to their website in our Facebook and Twitter bios. You can also reach them by visiting their Facebook page, or you can contact them by visiting their website, unicorncleaningservices.co.uk.
Coming up on this week's midweek edition of the Up With The Bonnets podcast, it's all about the win against Rafe Dens on Tuesday night. Hello and welcome to the special midweek episode of the Up With The Bonnets podcast. I'm your host Daniel Smith, and with me as always is Mr. Paul Gray.
How are you, Danny? How are you?
I'm good. I'm currently on my dinner recording yet again for you folk back home. So I'll just starve for the rest of the day.
You know, having another pot noodle?
Nay pot noodle.
Nay nothing.
Nay nothing.
That's dedication.
I'm not even going to have water. I'll just nay H2O for me.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy. Well, I'm rough as sandpaper, so.
Good.
Yeah, coffee for me, that's it. It's the third of the day. Anyway.
Well, I'm not here to speak about your hangover or me putting my body on the line for this podcast. We're here to speak about last night's win against Rafe Rovers.
Yes.
Yep. It's the weather was fucking awful. Honestly. Blowing a hoolie.
So what?
Honestly, see, when Jacoby Yak got booked early doors and be the weather, I thought, oh, this has got the makings of an absolute banana skin.
Yeah, I kind of thought that myself. Still pissed off that the referee even booked him right that early. You're kind of like, what? First challenge.
I mean, the ref was absolutely honking. Stanking. Absolutely honking.
What's his name? Aitken? Somebody? Greg Aitken or someone? Can't prick.
Exactly.
Lost it in the first 3 minutes, that's it. But yeah, I was feeling like you, mate. I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
But thankfully, the Jack and Zach combo up top delivered the goods, as well as other players on the pitch, but they two up top. If we win this league, it'll be down to them pulling us out the mire when we were looking pretty bad before this run of form. Their goals have been absolutely crucial for us, along with also like Lyle Carmans and stuff like that, but they two up top have just been a breath of fresh air for us.
They're just brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant together, mate. What a team, what a matchup. Just class. And you can see on the park how much, you know, they get on. Do you know what I mean? And they're just, they just click, mate. They just click. See, when they're on form, Dundee are on form. That's it. Simple as that. Like, but yeah, top of the league, 3 points.
That's it. We've got that wee breathing space now.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, there's 12 points to play for, 3 points on top. Yeah, I mean, Abruf's draw now isn't looking too bad. I think I'm glad to see a lot of fans have looked at Saturday's game after last night and been like, you know what, it was a tough place to go. Team Arbroath are a little bit of form about them, hard to break down, a lot of clean sheets. So a point there isn't a bad result now that we've beat the Kirkcaldy lot.
Get it right round them.
It was never the win last night, the victory last night was never in doubt, to be honest. I know it was said the first 3 minutes where you could be out getting booked, but when you look at the whole game, that was never in doubt.
Once we got the first goal, mate, that was it. Once we got the first goal, kind of just settled the nerves, and then we just started playing. Some of the passing was incredible. Like,
one thing I mentioned was to people around me that the team looked quite nervy in the first period, and Rafe were kind of having a go at Dundee. There was no shots for them, but they were coming at us. Obviously, the start of the time wasting on the 70th minute I noticed that. I was waiting on it, and a 75 minutes when they started their usual shite. but when we got that goal, that was it. You could be Ak Robinson, you could be Ak, back to Robinson, back of the net.
Mate, it started with Mulligan throwing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Throwing, he got the ball back, and Mulligan's passing to Robinson. And I was talking about Jakubiak having an arse, but Robinson's got an arse as well. See the way he held that defender off? Ah, 1-2 and just beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Just like,
what an arse.
Watch the game of football and watch players' arses.
Yeah, mate. I'm a lover of arses. I'm an ass man.
Oh, can't but do mate, Mulligan.
It's just the way that he holds off defenders. He does it all game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if people saying it all the time, but like he's 20 and Robinson, he's just what a player, mate. What mm-hmm. a player. Get the money out. Get him signed, because if he doesn't sign then, well, I'd say we'd be struggling like without him. I really do. He's just incredible, like. Composure for his goals, just class.
He's definitely a part of this Dundee team, so it'd be good to see him an actually Dundee player officially.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. And you see, like I said, we've seen the photos, like embracing Jakubiak and that, and you could tell they're just, it's like they're best mates, and they're best mates off the park, on the park, and it just works. It just works, and they've won us games just single-handedly sometimes, you know what I mean? They're just class.
Robinson also got two last night. Another fine goal right after half-time. I think it was it McCowan crossing?
Again, started for Mulligan throwing.
Mulligan throwing, yep. Absolutely fine cross right to his foot, and he just put it in. The keeper didn't even move.
No, it's a delicious ball.
That was it for me. It was game over then for me, even though I've got previous letting Riff back into the game, 2-0 up at Dens.
But did you not say on the last one, he was like, did you not say like, just do the same again as last time? Oh, but wait, no, get a third this time.
Yeah, get a third, which I'm glad we did, because also they got
a fuck for that. But come on, see, McCowan's ball in. I know I've been slated him a wee bit, saying he's so easy to play against because he cuts inside. And then he cuts inside and whips in that ball.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like you say, it was right to his foot, pinpoint.
Oh, what a goal. And then the celebration as well. See that with the boy McCowan putting his foot up and he's like polishing the boot. I love that celebration. That's one of my favourite celebrations. It was class. Ah, took the roof off the Bobby Cox.
And obviously we got our third goal. Jakubiak got his name on the score sheet to cap off a fine evening. Really, again, what the play from Lyle Cameron to stop that ball from going out and just crossing it in right to Jakubiak. Jakubiak had enough time to take a touch and just slot it into the goal. And again, the keeper didn't even move for that one. What made that goal even better for me was that the fact is around that time, Cameron was getting a lot of rough treatment from the ref team. And that there just was the icing on the cake and a big FU to that whole team that were trying to absolutely batter him, especially the boy Easton Thug.
Mm-hmm. Thug. Absolutely. I was calling him an Arab bastard, and he's never even played for United. He's just got that about him. You know what I mean?
He's got the credentials.
He looks like he's played for United. Absolutely. Rick. But that, again, it started for another throw-in. This time Marshall. But the ball for Hannon, I was like, he's overhit that. But see the determination of Lyle to get to that and then get the ball in. And it was a pure inch-perfect pass, man. Inch-perfect. Mm-hmm. And Jakubiak just touch, created a wee yard of space and just rifled it, man. It was just sumptuous.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible, mate. It's just, again, an all-round team performance. Like, really, really good. Just that's us. We are top.
I know. Even the players that I felt like never played to the full capacity, like McCowan. I mean, I didn't think he had really that much of a good game. He lost the ball quite a bit, but at the same time, if you're putting on a cross that's hitting the boy's foot and going into the net, that's all I need. That's all I need for you. Just do that.
just do that. I thought Hannon was okay as well in spells, but you know, but see, for me, I mean, Lyle given, I think Lyle was given man of the match. Was it? No, it was Robinson.
Robinson got
man of the match.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been anybody, but see, for me, I probably would have gave it to Jordan McGee. I thought Jordan McGee was brilliant.
Yeah, we have been critics on this team, on this podcast about McGee at certain times.
Have we?
Yeah, maybe. But the his performance last night, yeah, more than happy with the shift that he put in. And it was just unfortunate that he went off injured. And I've not heard much about his injury yet, but it never looked too good. The fact that he tried to get back up again and went down, and that was him.
Yep. But yeah, after that performance, you want him. See, if he plays like that every week, fucking incredible. He covered every blade of grass, every blade. But it was just like he was doing the donkey work. You know what I mean? Just picking up loose balls and that. And it was just a lot of people, it goes unnoticed. But for me, he was standout. Like, he was brilliant. Like,
yeah.
And, and obviously, a big shout out to Josh Mulligan as well. I thought he's just getting better every week.
Yeah, he's really slotted into that fullback role. One that I didn't really think he'd be able to play at this level. I thought, like, also spoke about when he was at, what team was he on loan? Just say Peterhead. Because we seem to send everybody to Peterhead on loan.
Just off the road.
Yeah, I mean, he played there and he got plaudits. And he played at right back for us a few times previous to this. Yeah. And I thought he was better up top. But he is kind of intertwined both of his roles of being a fullback and making darting runs, and it makes him a better all-round player.
That's it. Mate, the nail on the head. See, for me, I think he's got all the characteristics you need for me to just go right to the top. And I was saying it last night, and I'm on this hill, like, he will be fully capped for Scotland. Might not be while at Dundee, but he will be capped for Scotland, I'm telling you. It'll happen.
He's
incredible.
He's got the potential to do that.
He's got it, mate. He has got it in spades. I mean, see, if you just wanted, like, a conveyor belt of players, and that's what you wanted them to be like, it would be just him. He'd be that mold. He's just got everything: height, strength, pace, great on the ball. He's just fucking incredible. Honestly, I love him, mate. I know we're saying about Cameron all the time, and rightly so. I think we know he's incredible, but see, for me, Mulligan's just, I don't know, he's just got it. He's got it. That's it.
Yeah. It was good to see Marshall back to the way he used to be as well. I thought he put in a good performance last night.
What? Were you wearing your glasses at the game?
I didn't think he'd done too bad.
Nah, I'm only joking. First half, I thought he was a wee bit, but then the second half, I don't know, he stepped up a gear. I thought, yeah, you know what, I've seen the second half, I thought he was really good as well. I really do. Probably knock some people over with a feather with me saying that.
I never got to see back the air goal. I've not had a chance to look at the highlights for the air goal yet, but is it just one of those shite goals, just kind of shut off for 10 seconds in the score?
Yeah, pretty much bang on. I watched it again. I've watched it a couple of times and I'm still like, what happened there? Just a ball in the box. I thought it was a brilliant save for Lexton's, but I didn't think it was a save. It was just like a header down and the boy just tucked it away. But I'm not gonna waste any more time watching it again, like Ballard. It's a consolation as far as I was concerned.
Like you said, I'm just glad we got the third goal.
That's it. That's it, mate. And I am hoping that Ian Murray is actually in proper tears. Not crocodile tears, like I said the last time, but actual floods of tears as he was making his way back to Kirkcaldy. Unlucky.
Paul done a tweet with Ian Murray's head on an Oscar winner purely because of his interview that he gave last Saturday, saying that he'd not have a team to field.
Get it up him.
So you went from an Oscar winner to, you know what they do at the Oscar time, they've also got
Razzies.
Yeah. He's got one of those awards for getting pumped at Dens Park.
He does. And you know what? Sorry, I'm just going to go back to kind of like you were saying about Lyle and the rough treatment. See, at the time, I thought Easton had hit fucking Lyle at pure head height. You know what I mean? But when I watched it back, it was knee height, but obviously Lyle being tiny. Anyway, it probably was head height for him. But See, for me, I thought that was a pure red card. There was no attempt to get the ball. I mean, I know he was the last man in that, but it was danger in a player. And maybe I'm jumping the gun with a red card, but it was an absolute disgrace.
We all wanted a red card because it was he went for a while. He never went for the ball. There was no attempt to get the ball. Mm-hmm. These tackles always result in a yellow card, don't they? No matter how much, unless he's got his studs up showing, you know, it's a yellow card, isn't it? As much as we know that he's no intention of going for the ball, he's all intention of going for the player.
Yep.
It was him and that number 10 was annoying me. For Rafe, I can't remember who it was. I cannot remember for the life of me, but he was another one that I think when Yakubiak got booked in the third minute, Fawn. So when Yakubiak got booked, he's giving out the big one when Yakubiak and all that around it, and Sweeney just walks up and he shites it and just walks away. And then
no wonder he shat it, because Sweeney nearly pushed him into orbit.
Yeah. It just seemed like all the Roof players had a wee chip on their shoulder. They're like
they did.
They were like midget hard men.
Yeah, small man syndrome.
Aye, we wanted these about them.
And I'm not the tallest either. But
like, surprising but them had like Stone Island badges on their socks or something like that, the way they were kind of
it's superb. You're absolutely bang on the money, though. They did, you know what? See, thinking about it now, it did look like they'd had a chip on their shoulder, or, you know, after Dundee got the second, they just spat the dummy out, you know? Mm-hmm. And see, after that tackle, I was saying to my dad and my cousin, and the fucking boy next to us, his ear must be fucking aching. That was an easy run night. Anyway, I would have just took Lyle straight off, because it was evident that they were just going to be going for him and just putting the studs in him. I would have just hooked him there and then just went, come on, you've done your job, mate. Off you come. Because I was worried they were going to proper boot him and injure him big style. He's protected. Responsibility.
Of course. Yeah, the ref straight away should be saying, like, nah, you know, and whoever does that has got a book now, because you're obviously targeting players. But the good thing about it is, right after that tackle, Cameron was getting right in the thick of it again and running at boys. There was one time there was like three or four boys around him and he just ran at them. It's like, if you're going to tackle us, but I'm no shying away.
He's no fear. He's no fear. See, the thing is, when I watched that tackle back again, how many players do you see, like, say, in the English Premiership after a tackle like that, they've went down like they've been shot? You know, and they stay on the deck, Harry Kane. You know what I mean? He'll do about 20 footman forward rolls and get the boy sent off. But see, Cameron, he's got right back up. What are you doing, you? Like, see, for me, I would have just stayed down, got the boy proper sent off. Frick. I know I keep saying it, but Arab bastard, even though he's not Arab.
I would have had the trainer on. I would have had them with the wet sponge and the deep heat and all of it.
The sawdust, everything. Yeah, brilliant. But yeah, no fear. He's no shy. He's no shy for a tackle. Like, he's just fucking, if you're going to kick me, you hate to kick us harder than that, mate. He's just, again, he's just got that determination about him. And it was, like you said, it was evident at that third goal for him to get that ball. I thought it was it. But he's just got that about him. It's just grit, determination. That's what we need going into these final games. Like, that's every player at that level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's at this stage of the season where it's all about the nitty gritty performances. Because especially with the next two games that we've got coming up, obviously Morton at home and then Cali away, it's two matches that it could all go so right, but it could all go so wrong at the same time. But before we even got onto the Cali game, it's Morton at Dens or the Colmac Stadium by the sponsorship name on Saturday, and it's against the Dougie Emery team that we have failed to win a point against and even score a goal. So it's been 2-0 draws and one defeat at Capello.
You've really pelted me up for this game, Di.
But the runner from you're on just now, mate, and we've changed it about since we last played them. We've got, like you say, Yakubiak and Robinson up top. We've got Cameron firing all cylinders. We've got defence like looking solid. In the midfield, like, if McGee's back, then these injuries aren't too bad. We've got him picking up form, but if no, you've got like your Sean Burns to step in and do that job. Yeah, he can easily do. And you've also got like Hannett working hard doing the left, and you've got McCowan as well, even though I think both of them maybe never had the best of games last night. I would say that they are putting in a good shift. Like Hannett had some good crosses. Like, I don't say he's never had the best game, but
They've got a role to play.
Yeah, so everybody's contributing. Even if you've got wee sad acts like me thinking they could have maybe done better, but I still feel that they've done enough in the game last night, like you say, to get us on the way to the win. It's weird. I'm probably just speaking shite a minute.
You're just a typical Bobby Cox inhabitant.
Yeah. I want wingers going past fullbacks by then keeping ups over their heads and stuff like that.
Come on,
that's what I need.
Yeah, no. I'm still confident. I'm confident we will give we'll give Martin the doing that we've been threatening to do. But to be fair, though, I've watched all three of the games and they were absolutely pish. Mm-hmm. They're just horrible games of football. But that's what Martin do. They just make it horrible for you. Kind of similar in that respect to like Arbroath, I think, but dirtier. Because it's Dougie Imrie. You know, I haven't even typed up anything for this. I've just put 10-2. It wasn't enough. That's all I've put.
Well, looking at Morton's form just now, they won their first game since the start of March, so that was the first win in seven games last night. But it was against Hamilton, who... Hamilton, eh? They're shite.
That's absolutely damn kite.
But that's the thing, though. It's a win, and it will kind of give them a wee boost for coming into Saturday. But as I've been saying the past few weeks, every game is a must-win game. I'm not looking at anything either than a win in this one.
That is exactly it. Everybody's just at the level of performance. Just keep that going. Keep the momentum going, and we should brush them aside. For me, it's Inverness. It's because they're on a decent wee bit of form. They had a good result against Arbroath last night as well.
They've also got their Scottish Cup semi-final. Look forward to it. Boys are playing for places. That one's going to be a tough one. We've only won one game up there in the league. The entire existence between both clubs. And that only came this season. I mean, it'd be fantastic to make it 2 out of 2 this season. No jump by gun just yet. But ideally, when I've been speaking to people, if we went on Saturday, then if we went up next Saturday to Inverness, depending on other results, and got a draw, I wouldn't really see that as a bad result, because obviously then you've got Cove up at home after that, and then you've got Queen's Park away. But if Queen's Park continue the form that they're on just now and just falling freely down, then I'm kind of looking at, you're looking at a draw up there wouldn't be as bad as what you would think. But but we'll wait and see, because if Queen's Park win on Friday night against Hamilton and Partick win against Ayr and we win against Morton, there's still only 3 points be Queen's Park and 6 points be Thistle. You will be thinking, we've got a win up there, got a win.
Ah, oh, mate, you're giving me, see with those numbers coming out, you've just brought on this hangover.
I didn't even care the numbers are true, I'm just flinging them out.
I just take you for your word, mate, you're so convincing. I just nod my head and agree. He is the man with the stats. Now, I think we'll win, definitely, against Morton. Inverness, I'd take a draw, but we'll speak about that another time. But Morton, I think we'll win. I know, like, last pod, I was like, cool as a cucumber, you know, against Wraith. I wasn't like that at the game. Like, hearing my voice, I'm rough as toast, like...
Paul sat a couple of rows to the left in front of me. He never knew. And... honestly, the first like 50 minutes of seeing this man get animated so much, flinging arms and God knows what gestures you were doing or who you were doing them to or anything like that. You were just... I didn't care.
Just a different animal at the game. Like, it's all up front on the podcast, you know, I'm dead cool, you know. But at the game, it's just different animal. God, listen to my voice, mate. I'm fucked.
I would honestly hate to be sitting behind you. Just be up at other times. I fucking sit, don't you?
I felt sorry for the boy standing sat next to us, because I was, like I said, I was in his ear the whole game. Oh, did you see that, mate? Oh, I thought it brilliant. But it was when Lyle was getting that treatment, I was going ballistic, eh? Mm-hmm. Absolutely ballistic. Like, it was just, yeah, nah. But big shout out to my cousin Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Mike.
he enjoyed the game as well.
He actually got to see a team win.
He got to see, exactly. And he had a wonderful evening. Mm-hmm. I told him at the start, I was like, look, mate, just watch out for Mulligan 15, Cameron 25. And then after the game, he was just like, see, at 25, 25 this, 25 that. He was just, yeah, I think we've maybe pulled him over to the right side. You know what I mean?
It must have been all them long vodkas he was drinking.
it was vodka, soda water, and lime. He got a bit of a ripping in the boozer, like, because I asked for a straw in it and an umbrella and everything.
A wee Delbo drink.
It was brilliant. Oh, it was brilliant. But yeah, and I enjoyed himself, as we all did. Mm-hmm. And that is us at the top. 3 points, wee bit of breathing space, like we says. This is it. I said last week, we win that Wraith game, we will go on and win the league, and we will. Mm-hmm. That's it now. Let's fucking do it.
The what you want for the weekend is Hamilton to beat or draw against Queen's Park.
Which they might.
Yeah, they've always got a chance because obviously they beat Rafe a couple of, was it last weekend and stuff like that?
That'll be a Desmond that game, I bet you any money.
Yeah, I take a draw on that one. And even the Ayr Thistle, a wee draw on that one.
2-2s galore.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this space.
Yeah, it's got to be a must-win for us, as I'm saying all the time now. It's a must-win.
Yeah. Fuck Abdi else.
Mm-hmm. Let's just keep doing what we're doing.
Let's just stay on this upward trajectory. That's it. Don't bother about anybody else. Fuck them. But come on, Hamilton and Weir and Patrick, draw would be lovely.
Oh, yeah, so, well, that's it, Paul. I'm going to go back and enjoy the last, 2 minutes of my dinner.
I'm going to go back to bed.
You enjoy yourself.
Order a wee Mickey, dirty Mickey D's and then go to my bed.
Well, you enjoy that. LBD.
I will do. Pleasure as always, Danny.
Thank you very much for coming on. And everybody, thanks for listening again. And we will be back to speak about the game on Saturday against Morton on Monday morning. Until then, have a good one. We're top.